The study was put together by a group called Women Helping Women, a local group that has developed a philanthropic fund to improve the lives of women and children in Spokane County. Much of the data came via the Spokane Regional Health District. Among some of the findings, 15% of all households in Spokane are living in poverty. For single mothers, it is 30% of the households. For those single mothers with a couple of children, they have to spend 57% of their income on housing. The overall theme is that many of the problems continue to compound for the children as they get older. Another major issue is the increasing cost of childcare in Spokane. Stacy Wenzel is with the women's group and also works for Spokane Regional Health District and helped compile the report.
You know, federal guidelines suggest no more than 7% of an income be spent on childcare, but in Spokane, the average is 25%. So I know mothers who have, you know, decent incomes, you know, good paying jobs that struggle to make their childcare payments. So there's some women paying more for childcare, right, than they would pay for college tuition. So childcare is a major issue here.
It's estimated the county is currently short some 8,000 childcare spots. The study suggests children may be left with less than ideal situations for childcare, which goes hand in hand with child abuse rates in the county. The numbers are higher for that than the entire state or national average. In 2017, there were 6,500 abuse cases for kids under age 17 and 50,000 such cases over a 10-year period. Women Helping Women board member Tamara McGregor says those numbers will be utilized to help secure funding in the form of grants for various organizations that work to solve some of those issues.
But we also wanted this to be a powerful tool for all nonprofits in our region to apply for grant funding, maybe bring in grant dollars from outside the area, because so many of those grant applications require data. And so we're really hoping all nonprofits will utilize this. We're hoping that this will be a conversation that we can really, you know, keep a conversation going with city leaders, with community leaders, with business, with other nonprofits.
You can find out more specifics about the study on the state of women and children in Spokane County on the Women Helping Women website. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.